For this Friday, March 1st, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. Coming up tonight, it is the semifinal round for boys' high school basketball sectionals. The Mount Vernon Wildcats will take on Bossy this evening at 7 o'clock in the Class 3A Sectional 32 at Boonville High School. This will be for a spot in the championship game tomorrow night. The Wildcats defeated Gibson Southern on Tuesday in the first round 43-36. You will be able to hear the action on the radio at 106.7 WMVI and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. Mount Vernon boys basketball senior Nico Burnett was named to the Hoosier Basketball Coach Association All-District Second Team that was released on Wednesday. Nico is currently averaging 16.2 points per game. He is also the school's second all-time leading scorer with over 1,300 points. The North Posey Vikings boys basketball team will also be in action tonight in the semifinal round of the Class 2A Sectional 48. The Vikings beat South Spencer on Tuesday 60-49. North Posey will battle Perry Central this evening at 7 o'clock at Huntingburg Memorial Gym. Catch the action on 98.9 WPIW and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. Vikings senior Jackson Graff, who is a key piece on the basketball court, received some football recognition earlier this week. Graff was awarded the Valedictorian Award by the Indiana Football Coaches Association for the class of 2024. The Mount Vernon Police Department says they are proud to partner with the Be Kind for Ollie Project. This organization was able to provide each Mount Vernon police officer with a bag of age-appropriate sensory items, including things like blankets, fidget toys, and coloring items. These items can be used in the event officers encounter a child who may be experiencing a traumatic time and is in need of a well-needed break during an incident. The Mount Vernon Police Department is also reminding the community that golf cart registrations are due by the end of today. The police department says they have the registration stickers in at the police department. If you have previously been registered and have completed the inspection, you only need to register for the next year. The $30 registration fee can be paid at the police department. Payments must be made in cash or check. The North Posey Performing Arts says that tickets for North Posey High School's production of Footloose go on sale this afternoon. Adult tickets are $10 and student tickets are $5. If you have any questions, please contact Victoria Schaefer at vschaefer@northposey.k12.in.us. These shows are March 7th, 8th, and 9th at 7 p.m. at the North Posey High School Auditorium. Last night in local sports, both the USI women's and men's basketball team was in action at home against Lindenwood. In the first game of the night, the Screaming Eagles women's team hammered Lindenwood 75-38. Chloe Gannon led the way with 16 points. USI has now won seven straight games as they sit at 21-6 overall and 16-1 in the OVC. USI men's basketball got tripped up by Lindenwood 67-63. Ryan Hall had a career-high 22 points in the loss. The Screaming Eagles slipped to 8-22 and 5-12 in the OVC. They remain in a tie for 8th place with Tennessee Tech for the final spot in the OVC tournament. Both of the USI women's and men's team will close out the regular season at home tomorrow night against Southeast Missouri State. That wraps up your news and sports for this Friday, March 1st. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Enjoy your Friday and have a great weekend. Your weather forecast is next.